Welcome to New Hope for Life. We're dedicated to helping you find your true meaning and value in God. No matter what life is throwing your way, our hope is that you begin to experience the power and victory in God's Word. Pastor Colin Grigg will show you how you can overcome your circumstances and gain the victory as God intended. With more than 30 years of ministry experience, Pastor Colin has served both as a local pastor and international conference speaker, and by God's grace, has helped many people find new hope to deal with the very real challenges that arise in our everyday lives. Now for today's message with Pastor Colin Grigg.
What a beautiful day, you know, like we left Taree and it was kind of cloudy and overcast and we got to Swansea, not a cloud in the sky. Oh, okay. Wasn't that impressive after all. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. I want to, I've got a word for you today, but I just, God's given me a couple of scriptures that I just feel important to read out today. And if you want to follow me, I'm reading from Ephesians 6:12 to start with. That's just a still little bit high if you can take the top off it. It says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places." You know, what I love so much about being a Christian is that we worship Jesus, and he's far above all principality and power. Amen. Do you believe that? If we believe that, then you know what? You got a responsibility to stand on the Word. Do you know that? To believe the Word, to walk in it, to stand upon it. And if we can go to Ephesians chapter 1. And verse 15. It says, and this is Paul speaking. He says, "For this reason, because I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers." Verse 17, "That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him." You know, everybody has that. All of us have that. You know, there's been in the church for a long time this kind of attitude that, well, you know, pastors are the anointed ones, or they're supposed to be anyway, and, you know, I'm just a little waif who sits in the background. You know, that's not what you're called to do. You're called to be filled with the Spirit. You're called to be led and guided by the Spirit. That's what a Christian is about. That's what Christianity is about. And I'll talk a little bit more of that in a moment. "Having your eye, the eyes of your understanding enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you. What are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints? And what is the immeasurable greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his great might, that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead, seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places." And then verse 21, "far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he's put all things under his feet and gave him as the head over all things to the church, in which his body, which is his body," sorry, "the fullness of him who fills all in all." That's who our God is. He rules and he reigns. And we need to put him in that place in our own lives. And we need to stop being so influenced by the television, so influenced by political views. And we've got to know that, you know, we rule with Jesus. Hallelujah. And so he's in charge. Amen. Sometimes we can think, well, God's lost it or something, or, you know, he's not really doing it because it's not happening the way I want it to happen. But God doesn't always do things the way we want them to happen. Sometimes he takes us down roads that just seem alien and wrong. But the question is not, are you on the right track? The question is, are you trusting Jesus? Because the just shall live by faith. Yes? And we need to live by faith every day in our lives. Praise God. And if we're doing that, then we have God's righteousness upon us. Because the one thing that blesses the socks off God is when people trust him. Even in the most dire circumstances, We need to trust him. There's no point in scripture that says, well, you know, just when everything's going okay, trust Jesus. But when it goes wrong, stop trusting Jesus because he doesn't know what he's doing. And that's the way we treat him sometimes, don't we? That's the way we treat him sometimes. But God wants us to trust him, saints. And that's what blesses him. And that's what we're about today, praise God, is trusting him. Okay, so let's go on with this. And the title to my word is, if you follow God, you will always prosper. And those two scriptures go in with this, but I just felt I needed to really share those at the beginning as you know, a setting for the rest of my sermon. And if you follow God, you will always prosper. Isn't that a wonderful, wonderful promise? And says, far be it from me. This is from 1 Samuel 2:30. You know how I remember this scripture? I always say it's the time the Chinaman had to go to the dentist. Okay, so it's 1 Samuel 2:30. Oh. Well, that melted you all, didn't it? Okay, it's about free will, right? Far be it from me, for those who honour me I will honour, and those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed. And yes, that's from 1 Samuel, Old Testament, but it's the same today. It's the same today. We need to get serious about our God. We need to get serious in these days because, you know, Christians, God wants to be leading us and guiding us in the ways that he will bring about blessing. Amen? And just because things don't go according to how we measure blessing doesn't mean he's not going to bless us, because the scripture tells us that if we trust him, even in the most dire times, it'll come out on top and you'll come out on top. Isn't that a wonderful promise? Hallelujah. But we trust our emotions oftentimes more than we trust God. And we've got to trust God in the things that he lays before us. And it's not that, you know, Debbie and I have never had reason to doubt God. But you know what God said to me recently? He said, Colin, when you're in doubt, you're in rebellion. Think about that one. When you're in doubt, you're in rebellion. That means you're not trusting the Lord at his word, and you're believing in what you do more than God. Amen? Hallelujah. Who agrees with that? Not sure you all do. Okay, thank you. Thank you for the confirmation. Those who didn't, come out the front. Okay, John 12:26. If anyone serves me, Jesus said, let him follow me. Amen? Yeah. Follow him. See, everything about the gospel is that we follow Jesus. We don't have options. You know, I don't feel like following God today. I'm going to have a holiday. Well, maybe God does allow those things. He's ordained days of rest and that. And any day we call as holy, he calls holy. So it says, and where I am, there my servant will be also. You know, in dire times, I want to be in Christ. I want to be in Jesus at the very center. Amen. And I know you do too. Amen. If anyone serves me, him the Father will honor. And we've just read that verse from 1 Samuel 2:30. And it says that from now on, and this is what Samuel is saying to Eli, who had let his sons run away from God and not corrected them or anything like that. And Samuel went to him and said, look, from now on, you're not honored. From now on, I'll honor those who honor me. And so it's a level playing field. It's those who honor God. And you know what I said there in that verse as well? I just put a little bracket. It's about free will. God will never force you to do anything. You have to decide to do stuff and put it into action. God will never, ever, if you want to go away and rebel or doubt or fear or whatever you want, anything that's not of Christ, he'll let you go and do it. But we have to intentionally decide to serve Jesus. Praise God. That's why God can't have grandchildren, right? Because, you know, my kids have to serve God for themselves. And if they don't, that's their decision, okay? But just because, you know, I'm a Christian and have served God all my life doesn't mean my kids are going to be all Christians. Now, thank God they are. But it doesn't just follow on, does it? In fact, a couple of my kids said to me when they moved out of home, Dad, we've got to go find our own. We've been living vicariously through you, our Christianity. said, Dad, we've got to go and find Jesus for ourselves. And so we said, good, go, praise God. Hallelujah. And as we mourned them leaving, someone said to us and encouraged us and says, well, you've raised kids who are independent. Isn't that great? And it is an accomplishment in the end, isn't it? Praise God. So where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. Hallelujah. So if you're just serving God, if you're walking in God, you have the honor of God and God will bless you. God will come into your life in ways that you've never dreamt. Even in the most hard times, I began to say before, the Bible says that we will come out gloriously on top. Hallelujah. If we trust in the Lord. Amen. The best place to be is in God. Amen. That's where I coined the phrase, I'm selfish enough to serve God. Because I know things will go better for me if I serve him. Praise God. And then in brackets, I've got a comment there. It doesn't matter who you are or what you've been through in the past. If you walk with God, he will turn your life and your problems around. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's God's promise. Now, he might not do it instantly, but he will do it. If you trust him, he'll bless you. Jeremiah 9 to 10. And the instant I speak concerning a nation, and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it, if it does evil in my sight so that it does not obey my voice, then I will relent concerning the good which I said I would benefit it. And I'm not reading these verses to condemn. I'm reading these verses because I think we as the church need to understand where it's at and stop dilly-dallying and playing around with scriptures, you know, that we like and ignore what we don't like. But it's talking there about obeying God's voice, isn't it? And we have the Holy Spirit. And if you don't already, you need to train your spirit to hear the Holy Spirit. And the way we do that is by the same way you learn to ride a bike. You get on it and you fall off a few times. And eventually you get on and you're on. And you know the voice of God. You know when God speaks in impressions, in his voice. You know, sometimes he just whispers it in the back of my head, but it's so loud because it's so obvious. And we need to just be encouraging that in God. You see, if you ignore God and walk away, then he'll do the same. He'll just go, okay, you're not interested. I won't bother you. So we need to come back to God, saints, and listen to his voice. Be filled with the Holy Spirit and be led and guided by him. He will lead you in a beautiful life if you trust him. In Psalm 18:30, it says, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. Hallelujah. He protects us, saints, as we trust him. Isn't that wonderful? God's way is perfect. So what is that perfection? You know, he's not looking at us being perfect. I'm anything but perfect, okay? I mean, God, who agreed? Get out the front. Thanks, Gail. She's just telling the truth. Hallelujah. Praise God. But, you know, and that's why I said, I've already said it today, but when we're trusting God, that's when you're in perfection, okay? Because the just shall live by faith. And when you as a little child are going, God, I can't see head from tail, I can't see top from bottom, but Lord, I'm trusting you, you're in the right place. And it can often be when we are in a place of confusion and we don't know what's up and what's down and where to go in a situation, that can be the time when you're most in the Holy Ghost. You know that? Because you don't have preconceived ideas about what's happening and where you're going to be going. All right? You're fresh with God and you're seeking him and saying, Lord, show me the way. Show me the way. I just want to know the way. Show me the way, Lord, and we'll walk in you. Okay, the next one is Psalm 18:20. Just happens to be 10 verses away from the one before. And it says, the Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, he has recompensed me. Now, I just want to go back over those four verses and point out a couple of things that are of underline. Up in John 12:26, it says, follow me. Okay? Following God is listening to the voice of God. That's trusting God, isn't it? These terms are all very similar in their meaning spiritually, okay? They're different words, but but they mean the same thing. Following God is trusting God. Yes? Must be. Must be. Okay, the next one in Jeremiah is does not obey my voice. Okay, so then you're not following God, are you? Is there anyone? Okay, so you're not following God. And in Psalm 18:30, the word perfect and perfection is not perfection as we might rate it or as the world rates it. Perfection is when we are trusting God. Hallelujah. And then the last one, righteousness. Now, we're going to see in a minute what the Bible thinks of our own righteousness. So we don't rely on our own righteousness, okay? It's His righteousness in us when we submit ourselves to Him and walk with Him. So it's all about submission. It's all about walking with Him, saints. And believe me, we need to be these people today in this generation if we're going to turn things around that we see on the outward appearance, okay? God wants to do it, but He wants to find people who are willing and able to do that, okay? So you may know God, but does He know you? It's important, isn't it? You can say, yeah, I know Jesus. Well, yeah, but does He know you? And it says in Matthew 7, 21 to 23, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. That's pretty heavy, isn't it? But he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. You see, it's one thing for us to know Jesus, but does he know you? You know, if you go and knock on the president's door at the White House, I doubt you'll get in. In fact, you'd be arrested before you got there. But even if he came to answering it, is he going to let you in? He'd just say, who are you? Go away. And it's a similar thing. If we don't have a relationship with Jesus, see, Christianity is all about relationship. Whenever I'm sharing with people who are not saved about Christianity, I say it's relationship with God. It's a relationship that you have with God, and your life is spent developing that relationship. If we're not in relationship with God, we ain't going to heaven. You might sit in church every week of the year for 60 years, I don't know. But it's just because you sleep in an airplane hangar doesn't make you an airplane, does it? And so it's the same. Just because we come to church doesn't make us a Christian. It's great we come to church. Please come to church. We need to do that. But we're pointing out, you know, some pretty strong and straight words today, but we need to be waking up. The church needs to wake up and come out of its sleep and really get serious about serving God. John 17, 3, this is eternal life, that they may know you. This is Jesus' prayer to God in John 17. He says that they may know you, the only true God and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. Now, Jesus is talking about himself there, but he's talking in the third person because he's talking with the Father about the Trinity. Psalm 91, 14 says, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. Hallelujah. It's all about free will. It's all about our own decision. I can't make a decision for you. You can't make a decision for me. We all stand before God alone and we all give him an answer on our own. We need to be qualified saints and walk in that, praise God. Now, I'm not saying you're not serving God. I'm not accusing people of that, but I'm just preaching the truth. Amen? And when we hear the truth, we should rejoice because it's the gospel of God. It's the gospel that sets us free. Nothing else does. Debbie's already said it today. There's only one answer, and it's Jesus. There's no other answer in the whole world. And if we don't seek him, he can't flow through us. He needs vessels today who are willing to surrender their lives and say, Lord, I'm walking with you. And I'm not telling you to go and quit your job or anything like that, but what you need to be doing is acknowledging God and building a habit of acknowledging him. Because the Bible says, in all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. Amen. So the first secret to walking in the Spirit is Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. And that's where I'm quoting from. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Not half your heart, not 80% of your heart, not 99.9%, but all your heart. to trust the Lord with all your heart. That's when God knows when we're 100%. He knows when we're not. Okay? Now, you know, we need to repent when we're not, and we need to come back to Him. Thank God for Jesus' death on the cross. Amen? We celebrated communion today, and we give thanks to God for what Jesus did for us. Hallelujah. Let's go on. Faith is trusting in God even when you don't know His plan. Okay? Now, God doesn't set out His plan before you and you know what you're going to be doing in 10 years' time. In fact, you might not even know what you're going to be doing tomorrow. Okay? When you're walking in the Spirit, it's exciting. But God will lead you and guide you by His Spirit. And as I said, we need to have our senses exercised, as Hebrews 5:14 tells us. I haven't got this down. If you want to write that down, this is how you know that you're walking in the Spirit, is to have your senses exercised. As I said before, it's like riding a bike. First time you get on a bike, you fall flat on your face. The second time, you might go a little further. You know, eventually, you get it right. And then you never forget. You can always ride a bike from that point on. It's a little bit like that with God. When you know the voice of the Holy Ghost, you don't need any further training. You know when God is speaking and you know what He is saying. So you can walk faithfully in Him. Amen. Praise God.
You've been listening to New Hope for Life. For a copy of today's message or series, visit www.newhopeforlife.org.au to download them directly from our media page. Are you wondering what it means to be in a personal relationship with God? We would love to offer you a free pack, including a CD message from Pastor Colin Grigg and information on how to become connected to God. Simply visit our website and request the information pack, or contact us with any questions you may have at newhopeforlife.org.au. You can also write to us at New Hope for Life, P.O. Box 79, Swansea, New South Wales, 22821. New Hope for Life is a faith-based ministry relying on the gracious support of our listeners. If you would like to support this ministry in our efforts to spread the truth of God's Word, please visit newhopeforlife.org.au and click on the support button. Thank you for joining us today. We hope you can be with us again next time when we present another edition of New Hope for Life.